Blog Talk Radio. Guys, welcome to Mental Note. Thanks again for joining me today on this Saturday, April 4th, 2020. Wake up if you're not awake already. It's the weekend. So glad just to be alive, right, and breathing and in good spirits. And I wish and hope the same for you. I am actually sitting here in my office in Alabama and just really thinking about what is going on. You know, I did want to get on today with a lot of gloom and doom. I just kind of want to try and make some sense out of what is going on and for myself and hopefully for you too, just kind of in our own minds, you know, just how we can handle this situation to the best of our ability. And guys, I urge you, you know, the very best way to handle a situation that's kind of out, not kind of, that is out of our control is to rely on God, you know, to pray and to really rely on God. And I say that because I do have a history with God. I, you know, a lot of times you hear people talking about how you should pray or that God is real and, you know, how you should believe and that sort of thing. But I only speak from my own experiences. I only speak from, you know, things that have, how should I put that? From things that, you know, I've went through in the past or even go through today. And I totally rely on God and He always sees me through. So I can only speak from that perspective, you know, and I can honestly say that I believe that if you do the same, then He'll see you through as well, because I wasn't deserving or, you know, I wasn't this perfect person, still am not. You know, we all make mistakes and we all do things that, you know, sometimes we wish we hadn't have done or say things that we wish we hadn't said. And but God forgives, and that's what's so wonderful about God is that He forgives and that He understands that we are human and that we are not perfect, and we're living in a time that we have so many distractions, so much is going on from day to day that sometimes it's hard to be centered. It's hard to focus, you know, on what really matters. And so I think even now, when I consider what is going on, I think about God kind of putting us all on pause, in a sense. When I think about what was going on a month ago, 2 months ago, say 2 months ago, everything was so normal. Everything so hectic, people so just the same, you know, rude, not really considerate of others. Just even when I look on my timeline now, guys, everyone is so considerate or, you know, trying to make light of things, you know, trying to lift one's spirit. And it's really a beautiful thing to see, because I don't know what would have had to happen for the world to get to this place other than what is happening, meaning now people are being more thoughtful, more considerate of others, and it really means, you know, a lot in the whole scheme of things. You know, it's funny. I was thinking, you know, what would happen if our current president, if he continued to really just be a bully to other nations, to immigrants, how would we have fared, you know, as a society? You know, I can remember the very last thing hearing something about he was going to put alligators in a ditch or something as you cross the border from Mexico. And then prior to that, I was seeing the kids on television crying and begging for their parents because they were separated, and even the killings by the police officers of African Americans and all of this stuff, like really recent things that was happening right before this epidemic. That's where my thought process has been, you know, what was happening right before this happened. And I think we had gotten to a point where God was just like, enough already, enough, you know, and because he's in control of everything, I believe. He's in control of every single thing. Nothing happens by accident. And even people coming into your life, guys, that doesn't happen by accident. You know, out of all the people in the world, you just happen to have met so-and-so or, you know, started a business in this particular city or moved your family across country. Things don't happen by accident. It's planned from the foundations of the earth. That's what it says in the Bible, is that the good Lord plans everything. So with that in mind, I just try and stay centered, you know, stay centered and believing in that fact, is that he's in control. So if you are stressed or, you know, you are, a lot of people are feeling a lot of anxiety and just not feeling like yourself here of late because you don't really know what is to come, I would just encourage you to read your Bible, you know, pray, meditate, and just really try and focus on the good things in life that are happening this very moment. Like I, right now, you know, I think about the health of my kids. Well, they're grown guys now, but they'll always be my babies. But I think about them, and I think about just, you know, the people that I love, my mom, sisters. You know, I just think about all of the good things that are happening. You know, my sister, my baby sister, she just wrote a book right before this whole thing broke out. She had her book signing on February 29th, and that was great. And, you know, she's doing her thing with that. And so just anything good that I can think of, progressive things, that's really where I try to direct my thoughts. You know, this is Mental Note, guys, so it is about your thought process. You know, what are you thinking about? Because really thoughts are things, and so what you want to manifest, you will if you think of them long enough, because, you know, whatever you can visualize and see can manifest. So, you know, you have to be careful about that, and I'm telling you, but I constantly remind myself, you know, because we all fall into the trap of sometimes having these negative thoughts that really lead nowhere but to gloom and doom, right? So, you know, I just try and direct my thoughts to things that are positive and uplifting and, you know, that keep me centered. So I encourage you to do the same. I'll be back with more. Stay tuned. This is Mental Note. All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. It's a quick show. It's only 15 minutes, so I don't want to keep you hanging. I just need to take a quick breath, sip of water. You know how it goes. Anyway, I also just really want to talk about what is to come. You know, are you planning for your future? Are you thinking about when this is over or when, you know, the country moves past this, what your next moves are going to be? Because now is a great time to use to plan and prepare for what's next, guys. While you're in the house, today Alabama goes on this shelter in place. We're finally getting the shelter in place order. It came yesterday, so it starts today at 5 o'clock. I know other parts of the country have already been sheltering in place, so now we are. And I'm actually looking forward to it, believe it or not. I'm just looking forward to some time to really focus on some things that I've kind of put aside, blog talk being one of them, you know, mental note, this podcast being one of them. You know, I want to make sure that, you know, I just come back and bring things that are relevant and what you need to hear, not just noise in your ear. So, guys, thanks again for joining me. I don't really have a lot for today. Just wanted to kind of get on and tell you to pray. You know, now is the time to pray, prepare, plan, and enjoy your life, even if you have to do it from inside your home and in your yard, do some gardening. You know, I plan to plant some flowers, that sort of thing. But, guys, I hope that you are well wherever you are and listening to this. I hope that you are well and that your spirits are up and that you have a great Saturday. And remember, in all things, peace and love. Until we talk again, I'm out.